So Stuart, just coming to the end of pre-season now, what have you learnt about the team and how has the summer gone for you?
Yeah, it's been busy, really hectic. A little bit slightly disappointing early on when I was first in to find out obviously the likes of McArdle and Derby were going to miss the first probably month of the season, and then lost a couple of players. So we obviously we had to start bringing players in. And then just the little niggles to Hansen and Meredith, who've not been able to get a lot of pre-season. But they're the only downsides, really. We probably still say we'd need three or four other players before the window closes if we can. But we're working hard, behind the scenes to do that. But football-wise and training-wise, I've been really pleased. I knew I was inheriting a good experienced group and some good professionals, and they've not disappointed. But also the players we brought in have added well and gelled. It's been a huge turnaround from the owners down to the staff, myself, players. So we can't expect everything to gel, straight away. But I've seen some real promising signs and, delighted to be, back at Bradford. But more so delighted to be back at a club that I've got good ambition, a good fan base, great facilities. So, really enjoyable.
You mentioned the core group of players that you inherit. How much of a stamp have you had to put on those players coming in?
No, I think for me, everyone talks about the philosophies and the structures and this and that. But I think creating the right environment around your football club, and that's not just for the players, it's for the staff and the supporters. Everybody should be in it together as a team. Here, I knew with the players I was inheriting, as I say, good professionals, the environment would be fine. But when you've got to bring in, we brought in seven already, we'll probably bring in, as I say, another two, three, four players to add to it. And we've got to get a good mix on and off the park, really. We've talked about it, about a team. We're going to play a minimum of 50 games this season. And it's the old saying goes, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So everyone needs to be, in it together. Everyone won't be playing week in, week out. We'll have highs and we'll have lows. We'll lose games, we'll win games. But we've got to be really competitive and, put a marker down from day one, which we've tried to do, how myself and Kenny and the staff want things doing, at training. We want them to be the best they can be, give the maximum. There'll be times when, things aren't going well, but you just give everything you can. You'll get no criticism from us, for trying things, and it doesn't come off. But as long as you're trying to do the right things and you're giving everything, we don't like slackers, don't like cheats, which we've got none of them. We've got to, get that into the players, and they've been taking everything on board.
You mentioned new signings before the window closes. How likely are any new names before the first game of the season?
Well, you never know, really, because like Romain Vincelot, was done when I was up in Scotland, and the next minute I'm down on the Friday, and he's in for medical Saturday. So between Greg Eden and James Mason, that all got sorted, which was great. So I would say at the minute there's nothing imminent, but it wouldn't surprise me in the next two or three days we manage to bring somebody in. Again, with the loan system how it is this season, you've got to be careful. I mean, you don't want to get caught. I mean, if we had an injury, if he had injuries last season and somebody was going out for a month, you could go get somebody in for a month from a loan, but you can't. So, hence, your squad's going to have to be slightly bigger, which probably eat into your budget more naturally. I like to work with a tight-based squad, so then there's not too many disappointed players. But then you've got to be fortunate with injuries. But now we've got to bring in, as I say, some more players in certain areas to give a real strong competitive edge to the side. And then, like any time, you've got to be lucky with injuries and things like that. As I said, disappointing for the first part of the season. Derby, McArdle not going to be available. Hansen and Meredith had a couple of little niggles, so they had a lot of match football, but hopefully, on Saturday and looking next week, they'll get a lot of training and be ready for the opener. But there's all the way up to the window, so we won't dive into anything, but we need to make sure who we get are the right ones. And sometimes you can wait and wait, and the ones you think you might be getting go to Championship clubs if you're talking about on loan. And then sometimes somebody might come out the blue. So I don't want to be a liar, but anything, there's nothing imminent at the moment, but who knows, I might get a call in the afternoon and something might change. But at the moment, as I said, before Saturday, but before next Saturday, it might change.
Any positions particularly you're looking at? And if I mentioned to you the name Kieran Agard, been banded around a lot, what can you tell us about him?
Yeah, I think, if you're a manager who plays only one striker, maybe plays 4-2-3-1 or... only plays 4-3-3, plays with a lone striker, you might get away with three strikers and a young one. But with somebody who, I like to play with two strikers, majority of the time. So I think you always think you need four out and out strikers. I know Philip Moraes can play as a number 10 and you know others, but at the moment we've got three in Jordi Huula, obviously James Hansen and Billy Clark. So I would like to add another striker. Again, sometimes finances put you out of that, you know, and sometimes clubs will wait on because they want to get rid of the player, you know, for a fee. And they have other clubs involved. And then if that doesn't happen, they might then decide at the last minute they'll get him out on loan. So then you've got to have your hat in your ring. So the hat's in the ring for a few players, but not always do you get them. So you've got to be ready to strike. So that, I think, possibly another central midfielder and a defender. If you look at last season, the club have lost, you know, three defenders and only brought one in. And then if you add that to, you know, the two that we've got out injured, they've actually lost five defenders and only brought, you know, Knight Percival in. So probably, certainly a defender needs to come in as well. And maybe a wide man. So you're looking at 3-4.
Just finally, do you set yourself an aim for the season, or is a position you're looking at where you would be happy with achieving for this season?
No, I think we've all got to be realistic. I know expectations levels are high. I think it's going to be a real competitive league this season. I look at the teams that have come down. And so the quality of the players they're bringing to the club, even the teams that have come up, the teams that finished strong in the last season. So it's going to be a real competitive league, and I think we've just got, our aim is to be competitive, I think. And like with, I would say the majority of the teams, you know, would be aiming or trying to aim to get in the playoffs and give themselves an opportunity to try to promote. But whereas before you probably think 8-10 clubs have got that, I think there are probably at least 16 clubs in this league can realistically think if they have a good run, a good consistent run, they could get in the top six, and we're no different from that. You know, we'll believe if we, you know, add players to the squad, and then again, you look in the January window and things can change. I mean, Bradford last season, you know, don't get Josh Cullen in, I think, till February, and you know, he was outstanding for them. So, it's I think as Barnsley proved last season, and alternatively, so did Covent and Gillingham. It's not where you are at Christmas; it's where you are at the end of the season. You know, and we'll be mindful of that. But we want to build, we want to go forward. The owners have got a long-term strategy, but we also need a short-term one as well. But we just want to be week in, week out, competitive, giving us best, and hopefully amassing enough points to get us, you know, into the top end of the table.